It's Monday, December 18th, 2017. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great way to open up this here episode of the show. Van Zier, the name of the band, from Rochester, Minnesota. That was their song Halcyon Age, came off the Halcyon Age single. And Van Zier, I've actually been meaning to put them on the show this whole year. Pretty much I've had like a couple of tracks in my maybe put this on list, and I just never got around to it. But then they've subsequently released this new single, this Halcyon Age, and I was like, man, that's a great song. I should put that on too. Yeah, I'm just going to start here. So, well, sorry, Van Zier, I really like you. I just haven't put you on the show yet. So starting now, that was Van Zier. Speaking of other things I like and haven't put on the show before, Burning Peacocks, that's the name of the band. They're from Paris, France. We're going to hear their song, One Delation. Comes off the One Delation single, and it's excellent. So without further ado, here we go. One Delation by the Burning Peacocks from France. Right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Ça se perd, ça se délire. On a changé de satellite. Le froid derrière la fenêtre me pénètre et ton visage brumeux qui part aux miettes. Ça s'envole comme c'est venu. Ton regard ne me reconnaît plus. Un étranger à mes côtés. Pourrait-on tout recommencer?
Take it, what's not yours? 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 Take it, what's not y that you probably didn't read. And how about my Laura Nero record she probably threw away when she moved? And how about the half a box of lentils from when I cooked her food that she probably didn't use? I want to dedicate this jam to all those things I left behind in girls' apartments and various domiciles over the years. Sometimes you gotta leave in a hurry, man, what can I say? Except I didn't forget about any of it. I'm taking it all back.
Yeah. think the optics, to the extent that we can project what would have happened had Franken been given what he asked for, which was an ethics inquiry, an open assessment, and a parsing of which of those claims were legitimate and which ones were unfounded, I actually think the optics of saying, let's look at this rather than make a determination in the media, would have been really responsible. And I know you can say, look, there was never going to be a fair Senate ethics inquiry, so maybe it doesn't matter. But there would have at least been something that looked like a process. I think in the absence of that, we cannot be doing this in a media cycle over Twitter because we're all angry. If we don't like the systems that exist in our workplaces and in the Senate to test allegations and to think through what is serious and what is real, then let's construct better systems. But just doing it by Twitter, that cannot be good for the optics.
Number 31. the same. Keep blue for my coat if there's one to spare. I'll clock you in when you tell me to, whatever seems fair.
All right, let's catch up. After the Burning Peacocks back there, we hear TV Girl. That's the name of the band from Los Angeles. We hear two tracks off their album, Who Really Cares? We heard the songs Taking What's Not Yours and Heaven is a Bedroom. And both great songs, pretty into that band. Haven't played them on the show before, but I should have, because they're good. Then we hear Chimney, also from Los Angeles. Two tracks from his self-titled debut, Chimney. We heard Walk, Don't Run, my favorite, and Number 31, which is, I think, track 8. Which on this episode is track 6. Very confusing with all the numbers, but at any rate, Chimney, very good. Walk, Don't Run, a particular great song. Look forward to future releases by that dude. Now we're going to hear a band I've played on the show before, Silver Liz. She's from Chicago, Illinois. We're going to hear a couple tracks off her new album, I Can Feel the Weight, Float, and 1 and 20. Both really great songs. Float in particular, I think, but the album's full of good songs that are very solid. So if you like these, do check out the whole thing. Without further ado, Silver Liz with Float and 1 and 20 right now on The Sounds of My Head.
always cletus to we to pill to stupid. You cannot entertain it. The view from a distance is always cletus. The view from a distance is always cletus.
Thank you.
All right, let's catch up one last time. After Silver Liz back there, we heard Kid Canaveral from Edinburgh, Scotland. We heard the songs Pale White Flower and Lifelong Crisis of Confidence, both from their album Faulty Inner Dialogue. And I wish this band was as good at songs as they are at naming things, because I just think all these names, Kid Canaveral is a great name, Lifelong Crisis of Confidence, great name, and Faulty Inner Dialogue, also, it's just a great name. All good names. I don't think the album is that good. I think Pale White Flower is definitely like the standout, and then Lifelong Crisis of Confidence is like, yeah, that's a good song too. But if they were all as great as their titles, yeah, they'd be even more slam dunky. But do check out the whole thing if you liked those tracks. Maybe you'll like it even more than I did. Then we heard Alex Knapping from Austin, Texas. We heard the song You've Got Me from their album Mise en Place, and pretty good. I really like that song. I really should probably have put on a second song from that album. I think there's at least one more song that I would think is show-worthy, but I just didn't pull it up. But whatever. Go listen to the whole thing. Okay, finishing up this episode of the show, Rostam. Again, it's what I did last week as well on that Christmas episode. I ended with Rostam. I'm going to end this one with Rostam as well. He's got another single that's a cover. This one is a cover of Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone, and it's just fantastic. Everything Rostam does is fantastic. This is no exception. And it's another one that you can't really buy or obtain in any sort of way, so you just have to get it off YouTube, which is apparently the new thing. So there's that. So here we go, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head with Rostam and Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bums a dime in your prime, didn't you? People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. Thought they were all just kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud, and now you don't seem so proud. Having a scrounge for your next meal. How does it feel to be without a home? A complete unknown. Like a rolling stone. Gone to the finest school, alright, Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live on the street, and now you find out you're gonna have to get used to it. You said you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis. As you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and ask him, do you want to make a deal? Well, how does it feel on your own, with no direction home, like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone? You never turned around to see the frowns on the jugglers and the clowns when they are all come down and do their tricks for you. You never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on the crown horse with your diplomat. head on his shoulder, it's Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal, how does it feel to be on your own? No direction home, like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone. Princess on the steeple, and all the pretty people there drinking, thinking they got it made. Changing all kinds of precious gifts and things, but you better lift your diamond ring. You better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal. But how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home? Like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Provenance, Improvised, No Intro, and Emerson, Unreleased Demo, and Biking is Better, all three by Wintergatan. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. There you'll find links to follow me on social media, including Spotify, where you can find playlists for each season of the show, including this one, season 14, which is rapidly coming to an end. But it's got like hours and hours of music in it that are all, just all the songs from all the episodes in this season. That way you can listen to them without having to listen to me talk. It's pretty great. We'll see you in a week on Christmas Day, December 25th, a new episode of the show. No pressure to listen on Monday. Just know it's going to be there waiting for you. And then whenever you're getting around to it, you can listen. And then you'll thank me. All right, we'll see you then.